This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Senate is expected to begin hearing evidence Wednesday in the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump on a charge that he incited insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last month. Senators held 4 hours of debate Tuesday before deciding in a 56-44 vote to proceed with the trial. Mr. Trump's lawyers argued that the impeachment is not constitutional since he is no longer in office. But the 9 U.S. representatives prosecuting the case say he must be held account for allegedly inciting the break-in by his supporters at the U.S. Capitol January 6th during proceedings to certify the results of the November presidential election. The U.S. drugmaker Eli Lilly announced Tuesday that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency use authorization to their combination antibody therapy to fight COVID-19. A late-stage trial in January showed the company's combination therapy of two antibodies helped cut the risk of hospitalization and death in COVID-19 patients by 70%. The leader of international experts investigating the origins of COVID-19 in China says they saw no evidence of large outbreaks of the disease prior to its December 2019 discovery in the city of Wuhan. An expert in viral illnesses for the World Health Organization said Tuesday in Wuhan that the team's findings indicate COVID-19 probably originated in bats. He said the theory that the virus leaked from a laboratory is extremely unlikely, and his team will not investigate that further. He said the most likely pathway for the virus was a crossover into humans from an intermediary species. He also said it's possible COVID-19 could have been transmitted through trade in frozen products. More on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A confidential United Nations report says North Korea has used cyber attacks to steal hundreds of millions of dollars to fund its nuclear program and ballistic missile capabilities in violation of international law. The report, which was leaked to the media on Tuesday, says North Korea managed to bolster both its nuclear and missile programs in 2020. Despite being subject to numerous international sanctions. One unnamed UN member state quoted in the report said North Korea financed the military expansion with over $300 million stolen through cyber hacks and online fraud. The report highlights new ballistic missiles that have been on display in recent military parades, which the report says could be large enough to carry nuclear warheads and could potentially put the entire United States within range. Pyongyang boasted in January of developing what it claimed to be the world's most powerful weapon, a submarine-launched ballistic missile. The weapon has yet to be tested, and its capabilities remain unknown. Haitian President Jovenel Moïse has retired 3 Supreme Court justices just 2 days after announcing a foiled coup attempt. Haiti's opposition has insisted for months that President Moïse's term expired on February 7th, according to the Constitution, and that a transitional government should replace him. Their plan calls for a Supreme Court justice to serve as provisional president in accordance with the Constitution until elections can be held to choose a new president. Moïse says his term will expire in February 2022, a date accepted by the United States, United Nations, and the Organization of American States. They have urged Moïse to organize elections as soon as technically feasible, followed by 2021 presidential elections. Haiti should have held presidential and legislative elections in 2020 to choose Moïse's successor, but was unable to do so due to the coronavirus pandemic. Moïse has been ruling by decree since January of 2020, when the terms of 2/3 of the parliament expired. A session of the European Parliament turned ugly Tuesday when lawmakers scolded the EU's top officials for what they dubbed a disastrous trip last week to Moscow by Europe's top diplomat, Josep Borrell. Borrell was meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov when news broke that Russia had expelled 3 European diplomats for allegedly participating in demonstrations against the jailing of opposition politician Alexei Navalny. Several national governments had urged Borrell to call off his trip to the Russian capital, arguing it was ill-timed. Now those critics are calling on him to resign. The president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, has defended Borrell and says he has her full backing. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.